This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll tear your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective, with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
This is part two of the best of 2016 for Turnbuckle Trash. On this edition of The Trash, we'll talk about women's wrestling and Total Divas and Total Bellas. I get upset with an MMA fighter. We'll talk about PEDs in sports, Lucha Underground, Jimmy Cornette. We'll also have a Trashhead Talkback segment with one of our favorites, Chris Evans. And of course, the butt fumble of the year, all coming up on the best of 2016 Turnbuckle Trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it. Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
David's watching Bellas. David's watching Bellas. Yep.
You were enjoying that I texted you the other day and said,
oh, man,
that I'm actually enjoying portions of the
and
Total
And the best
Bellas.
Part is it was in caps. So you, no, you're not enjoying it. You're loving it. My question to you now is, when are you going to buy the seasons on DVD?
Yeah, all right. That ain't happening.
Oh, yes, it is. I remember, you know what, let's grab that sound from, like, I don't know, 4 months ago, and I'm never watching Bella. I don't like Divas, man. It's overrated. Let's grab that sound, huh?
That's what I thought. Let me tell you what the best part of Total Bellas is. It's dealt with Daniel Bryan's retirement. And then, I'm gonna do a little spoiler, and his battle with depression and anxiety. That has been fascinating. And then also, you've got Nikki. That's the one with John Cena, right?
Yep, it is.
With her surgery and how they're dealing with that and the family getting all around them. That has been interesting to see how that is tied in. I've enjoyed that part. So that's about half of the last episode that I watched. That part I did enjoy. So, you know, especially the stuff with Daniel and Brie, as Brie Bella has retired now. And by the way, she is pregnant, the last I heard. So congratulations to them. But that has been the fascinating part of the show for me. And the rest of it is kind of fluff that I go, okay, where's the fast forward? Okay, but I will say I look forward to watching the next episode.
Oh, look at you, Dave. You just grown up so much in front of my eyes. You really have. I'm so proud of you, Dave.
You're tearing up, aren't you?
I'm telling you, you're going to buy all the seasons of Total Bellas, and you mean Zane will have a big slumber party and a pillow fight after and everything. This is where Dave really loved it. John and Nikki's dog, Winston, ruined their date night.
Yikes. Oh, wow. That is
thrilling. Oh, my gosh. You don't have to. I think Dave and I will have to really kind of dig into that one and see if the dog did really ruin the date night. What about it, Dave? You and I? Huh? Bella's night? Recapping?
No. I mean, yeah, okay. The one thing that this has shown is John Cena can be a little bit of a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
he's also a very nice guy.
Nikki's kind of getting to figure that out, too.
Yeah. He's a very nice guy. Because, I mean, they have to, once a week, have a formal dinner. They have to make their beds. These are their house rules. And, you know, they have to wash their own laundry. And there's all these rules in his home. He has a beautiful home, and it is his house. But when he was naming off all these things, I was saying, I'd be going in a hotel right now myself, you know. I don't like those kind of rules because I'm a slob. But he's also, he's helped out Daniel trying to get these thought processes through, and he's been very kind to Nikki and Bree's mother during her struggles with John Laurinaitis. And there's times when he shows how kind he is, and then admittedly, I think he says he can be a little bit hard to live with. The rules, though, I was just going, okay, yeah, I got money. There's a hotel right down the road. That's where I'm going to be staying. I'll come here every morning, but yeah, that was that's a little much for me. But more power to him.
Oh boy,
I love John. I mean, all the charity work he does.
By the way, and kind of a scary moment in the show is Kathy.
Yeah.
With the lump that's found in her chest, or on her chest, Johnny tells JJ and Nikki about it, and you know, of course, Nikki kind of freaks out and tells her mom. He says, "Yeah, we had it checked up." Really scary.
Life, man. That is life. Oh, really,
I don't like those. I don't like those. I don't like those at all.
But that's the thing that they're supposedly doing now. In these quote reality shows, sometimes they set them up to do things, but mm-hmm. that is life. You know, and that's the part that I enjoy, not the setup part, the part where it's real life, like Daniel Bryan struggles. And
boy, is that real or what? I mean, he really is. He's not comfortable in this whole retirement business, and he's struggling. That's about as real as it gets. If you haven't watched that episode, watch it. You can watch the highlights of it, and you'll see how real it is for Bryan right now. It's tough.
It is tough, and it's something that, you know, that is kind of hard to take sometimes, because you got to look at it and you go, wow, these guys. I think sometimes we as people and fans forget that these celebrities, these athletes, they have to go through real struggles too.
Yeah.
And when you have something like a brain injury that changes your personality, like it's been doing with Bryan, and then you start talking breast cancer, that's real life, because we all have that happen. And it's that's the part of the show that I think is fascinating. It's the setup parts that I'm not too thrilled with. But yeah, it's good.
WWE Total Divas is back for season 5!
Hey, yeah, says a guy who texted me with like 5 exclamation points at the end of the comment saying, "I just watched Total Divas season 4. Yeah,
I watched the finale of season 4. And
wasn't
then
it good? Oh, my gosh.
You know what? The
Tyson
season finale.
Injuring his neck? Oh, and then
That was really sad
that
to see.
That was horrible. But
son of Gerald Briscoe.
Gerald Briscoe? Okay. Yeah.
Nephew of Jack Briscoe.
Okay. Jerry Briscoe was one of the goons in the WWE. You know,
dude, when, do you want to like come back to reality and get back to the conversation
at hand? We're talking about
hand?
The Divas here.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I don't blame you about not wanting to talk about Total Divas that much.
Oh,
so.
You liked it and you know it.
It wasn't bad.
Dolph Ziggler professing his love to Bella. Did that like take you like, holy crap?
Oh.
Which Bella?
Yeah, to Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella.
He professes his love to her. It's so good. I actually love seeing Dolph Ziggler in that like real formation. Like, because I learned some tips. I'm like, how can I do better? And the way he talks to Nikki, he smooth talks her. He actually does a really good job.
Isn't she like Daniel Bryan's?
That was Brie Bella. It's Nikki Bella. I always get them
her
confused.
Her and John Cena are like.
Yeah.
Maybe Dolph Ziggler will fight him.
That Fair was the interesting brawl. Thing about the first episode of season 5, because at the very end, Nikki tells John that Dolph tried to kiss her.
Now, doesn't this take you back to Matt Hardy and Edge with Lita?
But this is real life. Well, I guess that was real life.
That was real life. Definitely. If you don't think that was real life, you're out of this world.
Can I drop out of this soap opera?
No one even
here?
Told you to put it on.
No, they didn't.
You keep doing things that we tell you not to do, Dave.
But okay? I have control.
But then when we say, hey, invite us to stuff, you don't want to invite us to stuff. Yeah.
Back to Total Divas now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and by the way, Zayn, get this, okay? Paige, like, he totally calls off her engagement to Kevin. Like, oh my gosh!
Who's
Kevin?
Shoe gaze shoe?
Paige, Kevin.
Who's Kevin?
Oh my!
He doesn't.
Wasn't Kevin the bird on that Disney show Up?
He's a rock and roll singer.
You know what? You're done.
Yeah.
Oh, it's heartbreaking though, because Paige really liked Kevin, but then realizes it's like not going to work for whatever reason.
Because she's scared.
Yeah.
And she's immature.
She's a little bit immature, but it just didn't make sense for me why she called. No. Anyways, Total WWE Divas Season 5 coming up on the E! Network. It drew 1.115 million viewers. It was ranked 9th on Night Cable.
Yeah.
That is impressive. It was 14% better than what Season 4 premiere was, which that had 975,000 viewers. But it's down 7% from the Season 3 premiere. That drew 1.2 mil. Season 4 finale back in September drew 1.158 million viewers. So it's like a roller coaster with these ratings. It's like up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
It's Total Divas. And I'm still not a big fan.
Yes, you are.
I will.
Say it right now.
No.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
I am a I don't fan know of
if
Total
I,
Divas.
I don't know if I'll continue watching or not. But it
oh
was.
Oh, my gosh.
It was interesting to see what the reaction was of the wrestlers backstage for Tyson Kidd's injury.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And then Natalya married to TJ, and seeing that and him having to go undergo the surgery. At the same time, she has, was it a detached retina or a scratched retina?
Yeah, and she lies about her eyesight.
And she needs to have surgery because she's losing her eyesight in one eye.
Oh, my gosh.
That was very interesting. But it's basic reality TV, and
I love Dolph trying to kiss Nikki Bella, though.
Yeah, that was
so good.
Surprising.
So good. Zane, quit Facebooking. What are you watching? What is that like? How to Train Your Dragon 2? Are you serious about yourself?
Yeah, he's probably trying to watch something with Total Divas right
he
now.
He is watching Total Divas. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's watching.
We'll
there
get
is
him.
Dolph slapping. No, Nikki slapped. Oh,
Nikki slapped him. Yes,
Nikki just
she
slapped
did.
Him right.
Yeah.
I knew Zane would get attached.
Yeah.
Zane, why are you reacting like that to Nikki, dude? Calm down.
Well, yeah, Nikki looked good in those cutoffs in season 5
when
they were.
She not look good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. But anyway, it's going to be an interesting season. I like the behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, yeah.
More than the soap opera stuff.
Yeah.
Bellas. Are they good Bellas now?
Yeah, Nikki is a good Bella. Brie is not wrestling
Brie
right
is
now.
Brie is gone.
Yeah,
she's pregnant, isn't she?
She is preggers with Daniel Bryan's baby. And,
yeah.
Really
the next,
good.
The next yes man.
Or yes woman. Oh, that sounds bad.
Well.
I could. That's almost nasty, Dave.
I'm a yes woman.
What do you think she said when she found out she was pregnant?
Yes, 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 right? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I thought it started slow. But boy, by the end of the match, I was really into it. And that's the women's title match, Hell in the Cell, Charlotte and Sasha Banks. They tore it up. Congratulations. I mean, these ladies took the ball and they ran with it. It was awesome.
4 out of 4 websites agree with you.
Yeah.
That they said that Charlotte beating. That Charlotte beating Sasha Banks for the title was the number one match of the night. The match lasted 22 minutes and 25 seconds. I love, in fact, I look at whatculture.com. I'm going to read you this quick paragraph just because I love how it phrases it. Props to WWE for letting this one go the distance, including that savage pre-match brawl which resulted in a broken table and the tease of the cell being climbed even if too much potential match time was wasted with that predictable injury spot. I love it. When's the last time, and I need to be careful how I ask this question, but when's the last time a Divas match took over a main event pay-per-view?
Yeah, I got to agree with you. And I got
and again,
agree.
The show was stacked, too. Let's not try to make the show seem like it was lacking. That show was stacked from, besides the...
You remember I said that it started slow, and that was when Charlotte attacked Sasha, knocked her out of the ring. As the cell was coming down, the announcers were saying, oh, no, she's going to get crushed underneath the cell. And, oh, yeah, right. And then she got out there, and then they did the spot where she got through the table and went, oh, yeah, right. And then they put her on the gurney, and I'm sitting there saying they're going to do a – I mean, I'm just sitting there going through it. I said, that gum, can't they come up with anything clever in the writing? Because I knew Sasha was going to get off the gurney and go back in. At that point, it became a great match. Up to that point, I'm going, come on. And it did last just a little bit too long. I mean, the whole pay-per-view, I think it was like almost 3.5 hours.
The only problem I have with the Divas belt is that it's almost being treated like a hot potato. I mean, it just bounces from one person to the other. If we could keep some consistency in the belt within the Divas division, I think it'd actually make it a little bit better.
Yeah.
You just get sick of seeing the belt being passed continuously, time and time again, to so many Divas.
Isn't it great that the ladies over the past year or so have done such a great job? After all the bad, I mean, we, as a group, we were just all over when they were the Divas, not the women's division, because it wasn't very good. There wasn't very good stories. Everything was Bella-oriented. Everything was Bella's.
It was terrible.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't very well done.
It was awful. And so let me ask you a question while we're here. What are your feelings on the women's division in the Attitude Era? I still don't think it was that as good as it is now.
I don't think so either.
I mean, everybody says Trish Stratus is like the best female wrestler ever. Uh-huh. I don't think so. I don't think she could hold a match to some of these girls that are in the ring today.
But I'll tell you this, Kelly Kelly. Woo, baby.
She was good, but they didn't use her worth
No, they didn't. Trish Stratus was good. But I think that overall talent, maybe it's because the storytelling's a little bit better, is better now. But Trish and Lita, you know, they're right up there. But I think overall talent is probably better right now. Probably a lot better. So
this is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
UFC's Conor McGregor is causing controversy in the world of pro wrestling. On MMA Weekly, McGregor was asked about a cross promotion with the WWE. Here's what he said, and yes, we did have to edit it because of some language.
I mean, there's no bigger fighter in the game than Conor McGregor. Do you have plans to ever continue that cross relationship and go to WWE?
I haven't really thought about it. For the most part, those WWE guys are... To be honest, they're messed up pussies, if you ask me. I mean, fair play to Brock, he got in a fight, but at the end of the day, he's juiced up an eyeball, so how can I respect that?
Some wrestlers weren't very happy with it. Roman Reigns said on Twitter, "You're not as big as my legs, so shut up." Kurt Angle, who considered MMA, said, "Very funny little guy. Why don't you get your head out of Dana White's?" But I got to say, I like Sheamus's response the best. He said in a Twitter feed, "Never show a Jack Russell a mirror. It thinks it's a majestic wolfhound. Really just an annoying yap hound trying to sell tickets." No, I am not a big fan of MMA. It does nothing for me personally, but I do get tired of people who are just trying to hype themselves, seizing an opportunity to disrespect pro wrestling. Now, I know enough about Conor McGregor to know he's a great MMA fighter. He has something that the MMA world really needs. That's personality, charisma, and flair. No, not that kind of flair. I see him as a talented self-promoter, like a couple of music stars, something like Lady Gaga and Madonna, who say and do things just to stir up controversy. And then the greatest of all times doing that was the great Muhammad Ali. Now, he saw the genius of personality-driven performance by watching pro wrestlers like Gorgeous George. You did say one thing that a lot of people missed in the quote from MMA Weekly, and I'll give you credit for that. Listen to him here.
That's a little bit more show business, so this is the fight business.
Yeah, he did actually talk about the show biz aspect of the WWE and professional wrestling. A lot of that was not reported, so I will report it and give him credit for that. Connor, do your thing. Let competitors in wrestling alone, because there are some that will tear you a new one. Legitimate tough guys like Brock Lesnar, Dolph Ziggler, The Undertaker, or Kurt Angle. All legit tough guys who are a lot bigger and stronger than you are. I say this because I love pro wrestling and I tolerate the MMA.
Because that's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold said so.
But I know I've talked to a few people and they said that he was upset about Brock Lesnar, I guess, got busted.
Yeah.
Before his fight in UFC, because he was juicing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about AJ.
No. We would like juicing with AJ every once in a while. So.
But. So did he juice then, or what was
that's the that's the accusation, that he was using performance enhancing drugs. Whether he did or not, I'm not going to say. I don't know.
Okay.
So that's the allegation.
We've talked about this before. We talked about when Roman Reigns supposedly violated the wellness policy. Which was that part of the show, or was that real?
I think it was real, and then they realized that they had already announced that that big three-way match, and they decided to go ahead and go with it because he was going to be off suspension after 30 days. And I think it was brilliant the way they did it. If that was real, if it wasn't a work, I still think it was brilliant the way they did it.
I think it was a work.
Yeah.
I guess there's several violations to the wellness policy. They can even they can get them not just for performance-enhancing drugs, but for anything they feel necessary, I guess. Right.
And in their contracts, it spells out specific behavior that they can and cannot engage in.
Yeah.
A lot of the times when somebody gets caught with this wellness issue, it turns out to be marijuana.
Wow.
And then now you've got the situation where marijuana is getting legal in certain states, so it's starting to be a gray area for sports teams and sports entertainment, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the thing. If he was juicing, so what? Mm-hmm. Why does everybody get so worked up over that, you know? You tell me, you try and compete on that type of a level, and you try to maintain a physique like Brock Lesnar and like any of these guys, when they're on the road for 300 days a year, you know, they're preparing for matches, when do they even have time to hit the gym?
Yeah, that's
they're,
true.
They're flying, they're driving. Not only that, is they're responsible for flying their own airfare sometimes. Most of the time, they're responsible for their own rental cars. You know, so some guys will choose to drive over fly to save money. I mean, when do you have time when you're sitting in a car or when you're on an airplane to work out? I would imagine, you know, in order to maintain that type of physique, you got to be doing something.
There's been a lot of talk on ESPN even about so what as far as the juicing aspect of sports.
Yeah,
people have been doing everything they can to get that edge over the years.
Yeah,
some things have been very dangerous, and some of these growth hormones and some of this, you know, the performance enhancing drugs could be very dangerous. I would rather them say, okay, this is what you can use. Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine, I'll bet you there's something, some kind of thing in the policy that says that, because there is no way in hell you could get that big with and maintain that type of a physique without doing something. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a bodybuilder.
This is a real issue in all sports. The Olympic Games that are going on right now, the Russians couldn't send their track and field team, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because of PEDs. Oh, and yeah.
I forgot to put a disclaimer in front of that.
The opinions expressed in this segment were Zane Peterson's and Zane Peterson's only. They do not reflect the opinion of Turnbuckle Trash as a whole. Thank you.
Are our corporate sponsors, which are none. So we can say things like that. I used to actually say on the radio, I'd say the opinions you heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. I think probably over the next 10 years, you're going to see some changes and what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, because these guys in all these major sports, including professional wrestling, they're putting their bodies on the line and they need something to help them heal a little bit.
We got Roman Reigns in the mid-card spot now with Rusev. Is this some kind of a punishment, or is this a thing, or how are they setting this up?
This could be part of the punishment that Roman got from his wellness issue. But you still think it was a work. But think, he was wrestling for the championship and being the top dog.
People didn't like him, dude.
No, they still don't.
He was not over one bit at all.
So did you see the Raw when they had Rusev and Lana recreating their wedding reception with the cake and everything?
She fell into the cake, or what was it?
I don't think there was probably one wrestling fan that didn't know Lana was going to wind up eating that cake all over her face. That's what we do in professional wrestling. But it was still fun.
Yeah,
made me want some cake.
And she didn't make him want some Lana?
There's an old
cake.
An old disco song called "Cut the Cake, Give Me a Little Piece, Let Me Lick at the Cream." I won't say that with Lana, but my wife's here. She's probably listening. I'm in trouble already. So
tell me why Kevin Owens can't carry the title.
I think he would be great as a champion.
Tell me why Cesaro can't carry the title.
Oh, don't get me started on Cesaro. Have screwed him over so much.
Yeah.
He could, the crowd, the Cesaro section, his work. Mick Foley agrees with me. Cesaro needs to be a champion.
Exactly. And tell me, why couldn't Cody Rhodes have carried the championship? Dashing Cody Rhodes. I'm not talking about Stardust. Stardust was let's just say a stupid character. Let's be honest. It was cool for about 30 seconds, right. And then it was stupid after that. But, think back to what was the faction that him and Ted DiBiase and Randy Orton, the Legends,
Legacy.
Yeah. Sorry, there goes my lack of wrestling knowledge again for people who tend to critique us.
Uh-huh.
That's why Dave's here, so he can carry me. See, there's always somebody in the match that can carry you, right?
That's why I have the fake knee in my knee now, so I can carry you now.
Yeah,
I don't have arthritis. But yeah, Legacy, that was
good stuff.
But I think what especially the WWE does is they try to put the belt on somebody and have them have it for a long time instead of changing the champion a lot. You're seeing that in ROH, you're seeing that in TNA, although TNA tends to move their belt around a little bit more. So.
Yeah.
And then egos sometimes. I'll put it right out there. You got people that have egos. When they get that belt, they don't want to give it up because they're treated different.
Yeah.
I mean, they fly, the solo plane, the private planes, and they have the better hotel rooms because they are the face of the company. Mm-hmm. They do more of the TV stuff, and so there's a lot of prestige to being the champion.
Not your stereotypical looking WWE athlete. The guy's got some moves. I mean, I love that when he does that the reverse suplex off of the turnbuckle.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. That's got to be hard.
Uh huh. And like you said, he doesn't look like the typical professional wrestler. He looks like an old school guy, a little big and got a little gut on him. Mm-hmm. But he can really does some great, great work.
Speaking of KO, did you see that guy from ESPN caught quite a bit of flack for, I guess Kevin Owens posted a video reaction of his son, who I believe has autism.
Mm hmm.
His son, he had saw that his dad was champion, and just was. I mean, the kid had a smile on his face a mile wide. Aww. And some ESPN dumb crap gets on Twitter and starts bashing the kid and how he'll only have a smile on his face until he realizes that it's all fake. And boy, that guy got a lot of flack for that, man. A lot.
Good.
You know what they're? You know why they signed AJ Styles?
Because he's good.
That and the new Seth Rollins. You think about it. AJ Styles comes in, throws like number 29 and a half, or they do something silly like make it like all of a sudden 31 entrance. AJ Styles will come in. He'll throw Roman Reigns over. He'll screw him over. He'll become the champion. The Authority will come out, and he'll be the new Authority figure.
Wow, I like that.
So,
like
but
that.
With that, you got to remember this carries a heavy load, not only with you know the storyline itself, but with being that person in front of the crowd. Is AJ Styles one that can handle that coming right off the bat?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. AJ Styles is when he dropped when he was with Ric Flair for a while in TNA, and then right after that he adopted a little bit darker persona with his hoodie, and I think he really came into his own with his character at that point. He is monstrously popular around the world as a member of the Bullet Club, and what they can't use the Bullet Club, but his popularity, that's a very good scenario. I hadn't thought about that with him being the surprise entry, being number 29 of 30 coming in fresh and becoming the champion. Very possible.
Opinion of it, and AJ Styles as well in his return to WWE.
Ooh. You know, the Rumble was better than my... Now, this my opinion, okay? Is everybody okay with my opinion?
Yes, we are.
Shut up and just give us what's told. Come on.
So, the Rumble was definitely a lot better than the past several pay-per-views. The matches were a lot more high quality. The last few pay-per-views, I thought, were just basically another edition of Raw. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a little bit lackluster. It was a good twist at the end with the Triple H thing, but come on, Triple H, seriously? Come on, can they not do anything better than that?
Well, Juice and I were actually just talking about that, and we were kind of wondering, with all the injuries, if that had something to play with it.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, let's look at it this way. Who on that roster who's actually healthy can handle being the Royal Rumble champion and be able to carry it with the crowd?
AJ Styles.
As of right now, who can do it?
AJ Styles. But I don't think that they're going to give him a chance.
Isn't that too soon? Hey, let's jump from him just jumping into the Royal Rumble and winning it to carrying the Royal Rumble title winner.
It would piss a lot of people off. It would piss a lot of people off that are on the roster right now.
Sure.
But I think that there's a lot of people who are capable, 100% capable of carrying the title. You know, Dolph Ziggler, Cody Rhodes, not Stardust. Mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes, you know, there's a lot of people, I think, who are capable, but they haven't, you know, you can't just throw a title on a guy like Ziggler and not lead up to anything. You know what I mean? You have got to be some build up, and maybe same thing for AJ Styles. I don't think it would have been a bad thing for them to throw the title on him. He's 100% capable, I think, of being the face of the company. But I don't know what they'll do with him. It was amazing to see him there. He's one of my favorites. He's been one of my favorites since TNA.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And really makes some great moves in the
ring. And I loved him even when he was with Ric Flair, you know. Used to come out with the big, ugly red coat on and, you know, twirl around.
I thought that's about the time he started really coming into his own, though.
Yeah.
Right after the Flair thing and then when he did that heel run and all that in TNA. So.
Yeah.
1 minute, 26 seconds.
I don't know. I really was hoping for a slobber knocker, man.
Well, Brock goes over and picks up...
did just like he did to John Cena in... was it Night of Champions?
Yeah.
A couple years ago. Picks him up and runs him to the ring post. And
then Goldberg pushes him back, and he looks surprised. And then there was a spear, then the second spear, and then the jackhammer. And the 1, 2, 3... I honestly, sitting exactly where I am right now, watching it on my computer, and I was going, what?
Yeah.
I understand what, but Why? And I even put on our Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page, I just said confused.
Yeah.
Happy? I didn't know how to feel about it.
I honestly don't know either, Dave. I'm still a little bit. And I've been looking online checking for updates, and there's not a lot of, the only update I saw is Goldberg did sign to be in the Royal Rumble.
Yes. They announced that on Monday Night Raw.
He's going to be in the Rumble.
New Day going out early, that surprised you?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
But I'm sick of the New Day. They need to get the belts up.
I think they're turning heel.
Well, I'd imagine you're right, but yeah. I'm tired of them. They need to break that faction up. They need a shake up.
They could shake it up somehow because on Monday Night Raw, they need some.
They need to either bring in a new member or something.
Yeah.
One of them needs to take a little time off or, you know, I don't know.
Well, on Monday Night Raw.
They're getting old.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw, it was the tag team champions between New Day, the champs, and then it was Cesaro and Sheamus.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. They did that on Raw, but New Day won by cheating again. They used the trombone and all that. So I'm wondering if that is a funny tag team,
Cesaro and Sheamus.
Oh, I love it.
That's good. Yeah. He does great, doesn't he, Cesaro, when whoever he's paired with, he has good chemistry, man. With him and Tyson Kidd, what a great, I mean, that was out of nowhere, too. Everybody's going, what the heck? Tyson Kidd and Cesaro? And now he's doing him and Sheamus are both big dudes, and they seem to be working well together.
And it's funny when the crowd gets into it, they boo Sheamus.
Did you see when he was promoting, Cesaro was promoting Survivor Series, and he was at something in New York or something, I don't know, and he was holding up a picture of Sheamus, and they'd boo, and then he'd let it down, and they'd cheer, and then he'd hold it up, and they'd boo.
That's awesome. And the Cesaro section and all that. Yeah. I would love to see them have the belts.
They need it.
It reminds me of Team Hell No. Remember that? Yes. It was that same type of vibe. But they're just great workers, and they do in the ring. When Cesaro had Jey Uso locked in that sharpshooter, just as Jimmy came in,
here comes that big super kick. That was great.
That was awesome. So Cesaro and Sheamus won, and they got their tag team title match against New Day on Monday Night Raw, which they lost because of the trombone to New Day. I'm getting kind of tired of New Day myself, so... Mm-hmm. And Strowman goes over towards the ring, and you see his hand reach.
Yeah, old James Ellsworth.
Oh, man.
What's the deal with him? Is that just
I have no idea.
Mixed feelings there. It's kind of funny to see him around, but it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Now, let's just say that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was recently named by People Magazine as the sexiest man alive, and James Ellsworth would have came in dead last.
Yeah, he is 100%, 180 degrees in the other direction.
Ooh, that man
is
ugly.
Did you see, though, early on in the show when Anderson and Gallows were making fun of him because he didn't have a chin?
You know, when he ever does do wrestle, and if he does a spot, he does a super kick, and he calls it no chin music.
You know, kudos to the guy. I'll bet you he's dang good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we haven't seen a lot. He's been more of a comic relief.
Where did he come from? I've got to do some research.
He's
on this
a jobber out of Memphis, isn't he?
Oh, he might be.
And because when he came out, he was supposed to be just a jobber, and the crowd got behind him because
it was against Braun Strowman in Memphis, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were saying, "Let's go, jobber." But he's been on the independent circuit because I read about him a little while ago after all this, and he's an independent wrestler and. He's been around forever.
But he's playing the part very well. I don't know how long he'll be up.
Yeah,
good for him, though.
Because that gets him, when if he goes back to the indies, that gets him a little bit better money and a little bit better, you know. Because every
booking.
Yeah.
No chin music. No, when he said no chin music, I thought I was going to die that one night on SmackDown. I just thought that was great.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter
at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. Again, that's wpfpod@gmail.com.
Couple questions I was thinking of asking you, dude. How's it been working with Lucha Underground?
Well, Lucha Underground really, it made me fall in love with wrestling again. You know, when you're working and you're starting out wrestling, you're really excited and you go out to a lot of places. There's egos. You go to certain locker rooms. There's egos. And it's like, there's all these, this person hates this person. I love Lucha Underground. Everybody loves everybody, or even if they do, they're professional. Everyone is just, we're doing this as a team. This is something that what I thought wrestling was supposed to be when I started.
I was thinking about while I was watching that match, the, you know, watching Lucha Underground and watching the luchador style, and then you go and watch WWE. I don't know what to think about that. Like, you'd think that professional wrestling would be the same across the board, but it's not.
It's not. It's not. The luchadors that they have, Sin Cara and Kalisto, that wear the lucha mask, their style is different. It's more Americanized, I guess, what you could say, than the great Lucha Underground. I love Lucha Underground.
Yeah, but some of the stuff they do in Lucha Underground seems to be a little more acrobatic.
Yeah.
A little more, I don't know if it's skilled is the right word, because there's some good skill in the WWE, but it's just interesting watching the difference between different promotions.
Now, if you get a chance, you might want to watch the AAA promotion that's on some of the Spanish channels.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that about a year ago, and it was more acrobatic, but they weren't selling their moves in AAA. I don't know if I just caught a bad program. And, of course, I don't speak Spanish, so I couldn't quite understand what was going on. But I was watching the match because La Parca, remember La Parca?
Yeah.
He was involved, and I was always a fan of him when he was in WCW. But to have the not selling, I mean, they were thrown into the corners, and you could tell it was just like at half speed, which you don't see at Lucha Underground.
Yeah, but
I don't know whether I just caught them in a bad program or or what. But, yeah, if you get a chance, some of the Spanish channels, Univision, I think, runs it. And there's the AAA promotion, and it's not bad. But
Mr. Jim Cornette. Oh. Jimmy.
Have you read what he said?
He has an opinion, and Zane, like you, and unfortunately, he doesn't, you know, warn people about his opinion.
Oh.
He just gives his opinion with carefree, let's say.
So what I have done now is I've taken Jim Cornette, and I took the text of his rant about Lucha Underground, and here it is on Turbicle Trash. We thank WrestleZone.com for posting this Jim Cornette rant. Now, remember, we are a PG-13 podcast, so we've had to take out just a few of Mr. Cornette's comments. Here's what the comments read. This Lucha Underground horse, that is the most heinous horse that I've ever seen in my life. We joked off the air and I said, well, I'll probably like the match, but I won't like the concept of the show because it has writers. I didn't like nothing. There's more embarrassment than anything I could have ever dreamed of. It's a TV show. It's a movie. It's not wrestling. It's not a sport. They make no pretense of even attempting to make this look like a John Ford Western. Whatever the... I can't say enough about the production, and it's another nail in the coffin of wrestling to be taken seriously as a sport or anything that is not completely predetermined. There's nobody on the face of the planet that could watch this and believe that there is any legitimacy to it whatsoever. It shouldn't be called pro wrestling at all. It's a movie, and they're wrestling in the movie. That's all it is. That backstage horse that obviously takes multiple takes to shoot something like that. Nobody's believing these people.
It's a scripted performance of a movie or a TV show. That's all that is. And then, good God, I watch Prince Puma and Felix. I know Lucha is obviously acrobatic, but this was a choreographed Chinese acrobatic Olympic gymnastic tumbling routine. That's all that was. And the three-way ladder match is more garbage horse.
Oh my.
Hardcore wrestling where they're beating each other up with furniture. That doesn't work with you, and somebody is going to get killed. And just more of this ladder goofiness. And the recap of the year where there's Vampiro hitting people with light bulbs and thumbtacks on the ground. And John Morrison, I like. He was an OVW guy. I like him as a person. I'm sorry to see him in that atmosphere instead of real wrestling. The only way to save this horse is to get everyone in that temple who is associated with Lucha Underground and all the tapes of everything they've ever shot and put it in the same place and drop a nuclear bomb on the whole thing. That would be the best way to treat Lucha Underground. And if you're a wrestling fan who has any pride in pro wrestling as a performer, as a professional, or as a fan, because it has more writers happy horse making wrestlers phony. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Cornette.
This guy's a knucklehead.
Here's the thing. First of all, Dave, when you deliver news like that, don't try to make it. I mean, you guys ever seen Robin Hood Men in Tights? That.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, King John's servant is supposed to deliver bad news, but in a kind of a happy sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tries it, and then King John's like, "That's horrible news. Why would you be so happy about that?" Look, Dave, if the guy's pissed, I know you're trying to be happy about life, and you're a very happy kind of guy, but that was hilarious just the way he delivered it. Well done. A second thing, well, they must be doing something right because they're on their third season. Really quickly, what are you seeing from Lucha Underground that makes this they just signed a huge contract, of course, with TBS. Talk about that relationship and how big it is for Lucha Underground to get that.
Well, for the Lucha Underground to get that contract that they received with Turner Broadcasting. Now, remember, the contract is just for West Germany at this point, but it gets their foot in the door. And mm-hmm. Lucha Underground is getting popular enough that they're starting to do live events. Just this past month, they've been in Houston. They've been in Iowa. They've been in Arizona State Fair. As competitors of Lucha Underground, our friend Marty has been involved in several of them, Houston and also in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm not sure whether he was at the state fair in Arizona, but and then they are growing where you're starting to see some of the other stuff going down. And I think a lot of it is, and I'm not trying to cut down again on the WWE, because, man, you know, they're making money hand over fist. They found a niche, and that niche is being served, and it's only 1 hour. I think something can be learned from that. High production values, good storytelling. They have Rey Mysterio, John Morrison, Marty the Moth, Son of Havoc, Matanza. I mean, they have got some just incredible performers there. So that's why I think that they're doing so well. And if they had a better TV deal, maybe, you know, doing still the main show on El Rey, or maybe even buying out El Rey and moving over to TBS or TNT, watch out. Watch out. There might be a lesson to be learned. Less is more. You know, mm-hmm. they compact everything a little bit more. Their talk segments aren't quite as long, their production values are high, and their wrestling is really good. They've got an hour, they pack in 4 or 5 matches in that hour, they're still telling storylines outside, they're still, you know, there's actually vignettes of a storyline that they're working into wrestling. Marty the Moth told me one time, and this was at Comic-Con, we were just talking in the hall, he said, the big difference is that WWE Raw and Impact and those other guys, they are wrestling shows putting, they are wrestling promotions putting on TV shows. And then Lucha Underground is more of a TV show with wrestling in it.
This is Trashhead Talkback. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has. It's me. Trashhead Talkback. Talk, 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 talk,
talk, talk. Lord, let's talk SummerSlam. This is supposed to be the new Universal Championship. Didn't it look like the other one? It was red. That's it? That's how you make your change? You're changing, all right. You're changing your Depends over to diapers. Like I said in the last Turnbuckle Trash on Facebook, this is the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. This ain't change. Mick Foley. Foley. Of all the people. I'm at loss of words. Now, some people on the Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page was talking about Brock Lesnar. Well, I'm sorry. Brock Lesnar seriously hurt Randy Orton. 10 staples in the head. That boy, blood was pouring out of him. And a lot of y'all didn't like it. Well, I'm sorry. I did at first. I liked the blood. I mean, that's what wrestling was back in the day. It was where if a guy didn't get cracked open, he wasn't really wrestling. I mean, heck, look at Nature Boy Ric Flair. Every dang time he wrestled, come on, people. That's what wrestling's all about now. That's what it's about.
A taste of the awful. The insidious. Flying butt pliers.
The butt fumble.
And let me tell you, the butt fumble of the year, to my estimation at this point, has got to come from Raw. The New Day and Old Day, with Anderson and Gallows coming out saying they are now the retirement specialist. And they bring out three wrestlers like they're old people. One in a cart, one with a cane, and one with a walker. And they come out to the ring, and they start making really bad attempts at humor about old people, which was offensive in the first place, because I'm 59, and I'm almost in a walker. But
I'm getting old there, baby.
Then the New Day comes out, and they have their little spill to say. This was over 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
10 minutes of nothing. Did you see all the internet stuff about it?
I did. I saw some stuff about it on social media.
I don't think there was a soul out there that liked it.
No, it was stupid.
Yeah. I put out a tweet and I compared it to the Final Deletion, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the guy now because I don't have him in front of me, but he called me. He said he thought the Final Deletion was brilliant. Well, compared to this, it was.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing to Gallows and Anderson? They should just be getting out there and kicking some butt. That's what they need to be.
You know, Gallows and Anderson, I don't know why they have done to them, even from the very beginning, what they have done to them, you know, with the whole, we either needed the Bullet Club or not.
Yeah.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Now sing it, Cole.
Hey, 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 goodbye. Na, 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 na. Come on, Doctor. Hey, 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 goodbye.
I feel the energy. Hulkamania's running worldwide.